contemplation of the element earth. First of all, reflecting that this earth in the physical body feeling that earth element, feeling the earth element in the form of your skin and flesh in contact with the ground. Contact with your clothes. Feel the earth element in your arm as it touches your body. Experience this solid matter, this earth element is there in the skin and flesh and hair. Teeth and nails. Muscle, sinew. Bones. All the internal organs, brain, lungs, heart, stomach, intestines, and so on. And it's earth element just like the earth element all around us. Like the earth element in the floor underneath us, the wood of the floor. The earth element in the brick of the walls. In the clay of the tiles above us. The earth element in the body derives from the earth element outside it. Came first from the sperm and ovum of father and mother. Coalesced to gradually form the embryo of our bodies. By taking in nourishment from our mother's body, then when we emerge from the womb, taking it in from her, or in the form of solid food, gradually building the earth element into the body. All the time we've been giving it back. We've been excreting it. We've been cutting our nails and hair. Skin has flaked off, hair has fallen out. Lost our teeth. We're taking it in, borrowing it, giving it back. One day our bodies will be carried to the cremation ground or buried underground, burned up or rotting away. And the earth element will be returned to the earth. So there's nothing there to own. It's not me. It's not mine. It's not I. We give it up. Drop our attachment to it. contemplation of the element water. In our bodies is the element water. You can feel it in the saliva on our tongues. Hear it in the pulsing of the blood flowing through the veins. As water, especially, of course, in the form of blood. Tears, mucus, saliva, sweat, urine, semen, all the juices in the stomach, many other juices throughout the body. The water element in the body is just the same as the water element all around. The water in the taps that we drink. The water in the river, in the broad, in the ponds, in the rain. Water in the body comes from the water outside it. We took it in from our mother's bodies and then drank it from our mothers. All our lives we've been drinking in the water element. We've also been giving it back. We've been urinating, sweating, spitting, weeping. We borrow the water element, we give it back. When we die, our bodies will be disposed of. The water element will return to the universe. There's nothing there that we can hold on to or keep. No particle of the water element remains with us all our lives. We didn't bring any of it with us. We can't take any when we go. So we let it go. Give it up. Actively release our hold on it. Not me, not mine, not I. Contemplation of the element fire. There's fire in my body. I can feel it in the form of bodily heat, temperature. Different parts have different temperatures. It's fire in the form of digestive processes, all the transformative processes in the body. And this fire in the body is the same as the fire outside it. The same as the heat of the sun. The fire in the heating systems. Fire in the candle. Fire in the kitchen stove. And that's where the fire in the body comes from. From our birth, our bodies have been warmed by the heat of the sun, by the clothes we wear, by the heating systems, by the food we eat. All the time our bodies are giving off heat, giving back heat. We take it and we give it back. Take it and give it back. One day we'll give it back altogether. When our bodies die, they'll gradually go cold. All the heat will have left, the fire element will have left. There's nothing here to cling to. Nothing we can identify with. Nothing we can own. It's not me, not mine, not I. Give it up. Rest. Relax, free from it. Thank you. contemplation of the element air. There's air in the body, especially air in the form of breath. So feel the sensations of breathing, feel the breath coming and going. Air in the form of the breath and of other gases all the way through the body. And that air element in the body is the same as the air element all around. The air in the atmosphere. Gas that fuels our cookers. The air in the body comes from the air outside it. When we were born, we took our first breath. All our lives we've been breathing in. And we've been breathing out, giving back the air element. Moment by moment, taking and giving. And just borrowing the earth, the air element. One day we'll give it back altogether. Breathe out a last rattling breath. That'll be it. There's nothing in the breath that we can call mine or I. We're just borrowing it. Not me, not mine, not I. We give it up. Remain unaffected by it, dispassionate in relation to it. We're mindful of it with a relaxed detachment. contemplation of the element space. The four elements that make up the physical body enclose various spaces. Space in the mouth, in the nostrils, in the ears. Space all the way through the intestines and stomach, the anus, and this body itself is located in space. It fills out a certain amount of space. And that space in the body, the space around the body, space the body occupies, is just part of the space that spreads all around us, part of universal space. One day when we die, body breaks up, the space in the body and that the body occupies will just become part of universal space. All the spaces we've occupied during our lives be occupied by others. We can't own it. Can't stake a claim to it. Just the space element, infinitely expanding all around us. It's not me, it's not mine, it's not I. We give it up. Rest, detached from it. Contemplation of the element consciousness. There's nothing in earth, water, fire, air, and space. It's me or mine. Nothing to identify with. Nothing for consciousness to be caught up with. Experience consciousness as free. Not limited, but expansive. Not fixed and defined, but mysterious, full of potential.